This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Improve your health and well-being the natural way with The Medicine Man, next on Plains FM.
We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink.
Good morning, everybody. This is Mike McCammon, Medicine Man, and I'm on Plains FM. We're 96.9, and I'm here to talk about what happens in springtime, and we're going to talk about an interesting topic that I see every day in my practice, and it's called sticky blood. How's that? So if you want to be really freaked out, come and listen to what we talk about, sticky blood, and what happens to your bloodstream when you're not feeling good. So come back after this wee ditty. Well, hi, this is Mike McCammon, and we're going to be talking about sticky blood today. Now, the reason I'm talking about sticky blood is because it's called a spring has sprung, right? And the bird is on the wing, okay? And what's happening with nature is nature's actually flourishing at the moment. Oh, boy, I'm watching my broad beans grow. They must be, you know, several centimetres a day. It's hard to believe what the garden's doing, what my fruit trees are going. I have so many tiny little peaches on my peach tree. The radishes they're all perky and happy. Everything's great. However, of course, as you know, I'm a naturopathic practitioner and a medical herbalist, and one of the tools that I use is called live blood analysis. And unlike the sap in the trees and unlike the plants that are actually thriving on all this wonderful weather and the rain and the sunshine and the warmth, I'm seeing quite a number of people are coming in, and when I take a simple little pinprick of their blood and I put it on a glass slide and I put it on this really special microscope that I've got that's basically like an X-ray. It's called a dark field microscope. And it actually looks right through the blood cells, and we can tell what's going on in the bloodstream. And it's fascinating because a healthy bloodstream should be like a running, flowing stream like the Selwyn River or the headwaters of the Waimak, but a clean spring. The cleanest spring I ever saw was the Pupu Springs up in Takaka. And our bloodstream should be almost that clean. There shouldn't be any little bits and pieces floating in it. It's just supposed to be normal cells. The cells are supposed to be perfectly round, and about 3,000 to 10,000 white blood cells in every drop of blood. And those white blood cells, what are they doing? They're cleaning up bacteria and viruses. And it's just a wonderful thing having a look at living blood. Now, living blood's quite different than the blood that they take from you and do in the laboratory. Now, that's really cool stuff too. But what I do is completely and utterly different because I'm looking at the living system as how you are now. So what's beginning to turn up quite a bit in my practice at this particular time of year is people are turning up with tiredness and allergies, hay fever, aches and pains. A lot of neck problems are turning up, and I think, what the heck is going on? So when I look at these people's blood, without exception, all the people with those types of symptoms have what is known as sticky blood. Now, because this is an audio recording, I can't show you the pictures, but if you do want to see any, you can always just plug in live blood analysis or just Google HemaView, or go to my website on www.nzherbal.com and have a look at what I'm talking about, because what we're looking at is sticky blood is a polluted bloodstream that is kind of like no real fish can really thrive in it, as it were. And it's sticky and gluey and full of mucus, pus and sludge. And why should that be when all the plants in my garden and my trees, my fruit trees, even my grapevine's going nuts, the sap is flowing beautifully, there's nothing wrong with them. And so I've been comparing my veggies to people's blood at the moment, and there's quite an interesting analogy. When you look at my veggies, my garden is unbelievably clean. I mean, I have worm farms, I use companion planting to some degree. My soil is really rich with seaweed and minerals, and it's the right pH, and they get watered. I am the waterer. I love watering my plants if I have a dry spell. and they thrive. And the silver beet, I believe, is much more minerals, more iron than, say, the commercial ones. Not to say that commercial ones no good. I'm just saying that my plants have very few pests. And the reason is because I do simple things like make sure they're mineralized, make sure they get enough water, and make sure they don't get toxic pests and things like that. And so when I see the bloodstream, it reminds me very much of, well, what a bloodstream should look like, because I know a healthy bloodstream. And these individuals, it takes me quite a while to get their bloodstream right. And that's, of course, with herbal medicine. But we mustn't forget that the bloodstream's all sludgy like this because perhaps over the weeks, months, perhaps during the winter time, there's been a lot of garbage and junk food eaten and a bit of stress. So what happens in the bloodstream is it starts to clog up. So I'm just going to focus on the most common sign that I'm seeing at the moment, and it's called rouleau. And rouleau is spelled R-O-U-L-E-A-U-X, and it just basically means sticky blood. But rouleau is a French term, actually. It means rolls, and it looks like a stack of coins. So the red blood cells that should be floating on their own look like a stack of coins as the red blood cells stick or adhere to each other instead of flowing freely. So the sign ranges in severity from mild to temporary. But it's a common sign in live blood analysis, and it can indicate digestive imbalances, junk food, right, intestinal stress to enzyme deficiencies, inappropriate diet is the main one, and includes the consumption of fast food, okay, or dead food, so foods that are not suitable for your blood type. And remember, there's four different blood types. So blood purification, to clean the blood, is a central concept in naturopathic philosophy, one of what I call the four pillars. So blood, in its normal state, is actually alkaline. So now, it's not possible to have an acidic bloodstream, right, because our homeostasis, right, which is this natural mechanism, will balance the bloodstream, its pH. But what happens is it becomes less alkaline, even by a tiny degree. And when that happens, it creates a type of magnetic polarity where the cell membrane actually changes from a negative charge to a polarity of positive and negative. And what that actually means is your red blood cells, all millions of them, in fact, there's more than a million every drop of blood, right? They change to a positive and negative where the cells attract each other and they become clumpy. Now, clumpy blood cannot deliver the nutrients, the B12, and the oxygen and the white blood cells can't get around to clean up for you, and you get tired. So metabolic and chemical pollutants are behind it, right? It's just chemical pollutants, and it's very simple. We don't need to get too complicated about why this happens. It's basically because the chemical pollutants get into your bloodstream. So just like what's happening in this planet, except for my garden, of course, what's happening on this planet is our rivers are getting choked up and that. And what I've said before is, you know, all this money being poured into cancer research is wonderful, but isn't it a no-brainer that cancer and chronic diseases are simply caused by toxins? If you just look, you know, there's a huge elephant in the room that it's just toxins that are actually causing the problem. So let's see. If we go back to the sticky blood, there's some points that we can say that cause it, however. And the most important one is the digestive system. If you're eating foods that are low in enzymes, fried food and the incorrect fats and stress actually affect the way you digest food. And so you get chunks of proteins floating around the bloodstream when they should be amino acids. So the sticky blood, or another word for it is hyperviscosity, indicates a thickening of your bloodstream, and it's less efficient mobility of the white blood cells. They can't get around, and they cannot then get good nutrient transportation like iron, B12, and oxygen. So it correlates with oftentimes having too much protein. Even if you have good protein, if you have too much or poor protein digestion assimilation, it comes from the wrong diet for your blood group and your body type. The other thing that causes it is good old-fashioned constipation. Now, we think of constipation, most people think if you don't go for a week or you don't go for 3 or 4 days. But if your bowel's not moving twice a day, at least, you can actually be constipated. And what happens is the bowel has got all sorts of folds and nooks and crannies and things like that. And if you're not cleaning your bowel out properly, this stuff sort of sits in your gut and goes through the single cell membrane of your gut, gets into your bloodstream, and then your blood gets all sticky, and then you feel tired and irritable and scratchy, and you start getting neck pain and allergies. So the thing is that the food allergies can cause it too, but when I see the blood turning up like some patients are turning up at the moment, when it's really severe and it's very cloggy and they're wondering why they're tired, and I've tried all sorts of pills and thrills, and it doesn't matter whether it's natural or pharmaceutical, the pills and thrills aren't actually going to do it for you, because it's a whole systemic thing. It's going to take at least 3 to 4 months to clean that bloodstream out, and there a number of steps need to be taken. But so when we get severe blood clumping or Rouleau, it can actually indicate a degenerative process elsewhere in the body. And this is why it's really important that if you haven't had a live blood analysis, come and get one. And I don't think I'm the only person in Christchurch doing it. So a lot of naturopaths and herbal medicine people now do live blood analysis. And I have to say, it is incredibly revealing for you, especially since you don't get bamboozled by all the Latin. You can see it right in front of your eyes, whether it's a clean bloodstream or an imbalanced and toxic bloodstream. So yeah, there's all sorts of factors that causes, like simple stress, cigarettes, smoking, carbonated, caffeinated drinks, and too much meat, and refined sugar is a real good one too. If you're on too much sugar, it'll show it. And an imbalanced pH is often the case with inflammation, over acidity. One of the common reasons for it, though, is simple dehydration. So oftentimes I'll say, well, look, I just want you to drink more water, come back in 10 days. And sometimes that will correct it. So there's just a little bit of information about live blood analysis and one particular sign called sticky blood. As a herbalist, of course, I use what is known as ultratives or blood purifying herbs. They're normally bitter herbs like dandelion, chelidonian, gentian, but I might put some licorice or fennel or something. I might put a blend of herbal formulas, and we might call it blood purification because that's what it does. But it's not really standalone, because just like my garden, you need minerals, you need the trace elements, and you need to have a clean diet and drink enough water and be nice to other people. But this is all about sticky blood. So what about some simple solutions? As you know, I love simple solutions, and I love really inexpensive home remedies. They are my favorites, really. So what can you actually do, even say, for example, if you don't want to spend the dollars and come and have a live blood analysis? Because what you can do now is actually assume that you do have sticky blood if you have any of those symptoms. If you've got hay fever, allergies, muscle pains, aches, headaches, migraines, or you're just feeling blech, and when the whole of nature around you is leaping up and the lambs are sprinting round in the paddocks, but you're not sprinting and feeling all the joys of spring, then you can virtually 99.999% guarantee that you have sticky blood, right? So what can you do about it right now? Okay, whip out to your lemon tree, because of course you've got a lemon tree, because anybody who doesn't have a lemon tree needs to get one. So if you haven't got a lemon tree in your garden, whip out and buy a lemon tree. You might have to wait a few years for the lemons, but you can get some really good Meyer lemons. Or go to Granny's place, or whip next door, sneak over the fence when he's not looking, and pinch some good tree-ripened lemons. And you get one whole lemon, you top and tail it, give it a good wash, chop it into small pieces, and drop it in your magic bullet or your ninja or your blender. Now, I mean the whole lemon, the rind, the pip, everything. And they're then going to follow with a thumb-sized piece of fresh ginger. You chop that in little bits, and then you get some fresh or powdered turmeric. And you chop that into bits too and pop it in your blender. And then you get a good tablespoon of black pepper. Preferably all these are organic, and you can get organic pepper from Liberty Market, or you can get it from, I think, virtually any health food shop now will have organic black pepper. If not, Liberty Market, I know, has it. And you pop that in as well. You then top it up with water. So it's about 200 mils of water. This is in your magic bullet. And you push the button. And you really, really go for it so that it's very, very finely blended. So what you end up with is this stunning orangey yellow cocktail that's an atomic energy of vitality and cleanliness, and it's going to clean your bloodstream faster than anything virtually I know, beyond, of course, some of the more bitter specific herbs that will do it. So now, what does that do? The interesting thing is that lemon, and this is the whole lemon, remember, it used to cure scurvy. It's pretty powerful. It's loaded with vitamin C, but it's also a cleanser, and it's good for constipation. Isn't that interesting? Lemon juice and the whole lemon, not just the lemon juice, the whole lemon helps to move your bowel better. And, of course, the bowel is the breeding ground of cold-producing bacteria. Isn't that interesting? And it also aids in antibody production. So the lemons will help your antibodies be produced so they can fight allergies. And they'll get the immune cells, the ones that attack bacteria. So lemons have 22 anti-cancer compounds. Isn't that interesting? Good old-fashioned lemon, or that you're growing out in your garden, or granny has, or somebody has, or just popped round to the greengrocer, has 22 anti-cancer compounds. Now, that's pretty phenomenal. There's nothing close to that in the pharmaceutical world, dare I say. Good old lemon, and it's so cheap, and if you pinch it, it's free. So the lemons are high potassium for healthy cells. They're antibiotic properties. They're fantastic for sore throats. They're even good for weight loss. They're rich in citric acid, calcium, magnesium, vitamin C. They've got bioflavonoids, those things that keep your collagen all tight. They make your skin good. They've got pectin, and they've got elements that promote immunity and fight infection. So I stress basically that all these properties only apply to the use of the whole lemon, which is the pith, the skin, the juice, and the seed. And the seed's a really interesting one. It's used in the food industry as a food preservative. So citricidal or citrus seed extract is a powerful antiviral, antiseptic, antimicrobial, and it will preserve the drink. So you don't even have to keep it in the fridge. But of course, you might want to make this every day, or you might want to make a whole lot of it, and it'll keep for ages. We've never seen it go off. So this whole lemon also helps to dissolve gallstones, calcium deposits, and kidney stones. So lemons actually neutralize free radicals, and the rind has been shown to be effective for brain disorders like Parkinson's. Lemons also help when there's a deficiency of oxygen, such as when your breathing is obstructed. So even good old Edmund Hillary, our mate that's on the $5 note, said that his success on Mount Everest was greatly due to lemons. Isn't that interesting? Lemons. The lemons are also anionic, meaning its electron has a negative charge, and this makes the lemon extremely useful, as it is the interaction between anions and cations that ultimately provide cellular energy. Now, we could go on forever about the lemon, but because of time restraints, we're going to move on to the next thing that we're going to put in your blender, and that's garlic. So garlic, for over 40 years now in practice, I've yet to find a single patient who did not have mineral deficiencies. What's that got to do with garlic? Well, some of the most important are the trace minerals, selenium, iodine, and boron. And garlic bulbs are one of the richest sources of potassium, iron, calcium, magnesium, zinc, and, get this, selenium, the trace mineral that we're so short of in New Zealand. Now, selenium is a heart-healthy mineral, an important cofactor for antioxidant enzymes and iron that's essential for red blood cell formation. So that's what makes your blood red. Now, taken together, these minerals also support your immune system. And with garlic's volatile oils, make it the Muhammad Ali, you know, the Cassius Clay, the Muhammad Ali, bugs to bugs, bacteria, and viruses. It kicks the living crap out of them. Yes, you can even feel sorry for the bugs, right? Because they're going to get hammered when you have lemon and garlic together. Now, here's the interesting thing called synergy. Each one of these things on its own is powerful, but the moment you put two together or more of a similar nature, the collective energy of them is far, far greater than just a single thing. And this is why this thing starts to get really interesting. So now we're going to add another thing to bring it way up to strength. We want to put this thing on natural steroids, don't we? We want to get this atomic energy. So the turmeric, what does the turmeric do? Well, turmeric is a natural antibiotic which contains very potent antibacterial, antifungal, anti-cancer, antibacterial, whoops, I've said that, properties. And our scientists have discovered a natural phytochemical curcumin which reduced viral replication in 90% more of cells infected by the influenza virus. 90%, isn't that astonishing? So that is a powerful thing about turmeric, and it's a well known nowadays that it also has anti-cancer properties. So isn't that interesting? And it's come to the point where half of us will have a cancer scare in our lifetime. Isn't that pretty shocking? Okay, so that's turmeric. And again, we could spend a lot of time just on that alone. Now, but we're going to do one more thing. We're going to put some black pepper in this brew. We're going to put black pepper. I actually use nigella, which is black cumin, but not easy to get good organic nigella. So you may want to just use the black pepper. That's okay. But this is the same black pepper you put on your food. Okay, so black pepper has been used for medicine for thousands of years. The black pepper was found in the tomb of Tutankhamun, right? That's dating back 3,300 years, and it's well known in the Arab world. And it's believed that the Prophet Muhammad said it's a remedy for all diseases except death. Isn't that interesting? Black pepper has some remarkable qualities to fend off the dreaded lurgy like colds and flus. So this spice has pain-killing, antibacterial, anti-inflammatory, liver-cleansing, antifungal, antioxidant properties. And during this time in spring, the action of the spices, when used correctly in the lemon, garlic, and turmeric combination, makes the All Blacks team par excellence, right? So you're not going to miss out a single man. So it's particularly good for asthma, by the way, bronchitis, high blood pressure, inflammation, pain, migraine, headaches, and rheumatoid arthritis. And as stated previously, when black pepper is added, it empowers the action of everything else. So what you're doing when you can put the black pepper with it, it is said from anything from 10, and some people say 3,000 times more potent the moment you put the black pepper with the turmeric. But of course, you've not just got the action of the turmeric, you've got the action of the garlic and the lemon. And here's the thing, when you put the water with this, you put the 200 mils of water, you blend it up into this magnificent golden coloured elixir of life, and you take 3 mils of this in hot water. And here's another key. We're not just going to rely on just the black pepper to do the trick and the combination. We're going to heat it. And that's the secret of getting this thing working. When you drink it hot water, 1, 2, or 3 times a day, depending on your symptoms, you're going to have a phenomenal action. And I've talked about the action, but it's going to clean your blood. And what happens, of course, if you still keep eating junk food and all the rest of it, you know, and don't be nice to other people, you may still have sticky blood. But the key is it's a very powerful home remedy. And, of course, if the blood's still sticky, then we'll add in much stronger herbs and we'll clean out your bowel and we'll give you different minerals and we'll do all the right things naturopathically and herbally. But learn a lesson from the garden. And when you look at my garden, there's very few pests. And, boy, they're so strong and juicy and fresh, and that's what we want to be like. We want to get aligned with nature so that our sap is flowing like a free-flowing, clean river. And that's where we're heading in this earth now, aren't we? We're going to clean up our rivers. And believe it or not, the only thing that's going to clean up the rivers is by learning and following the laws of nature, because nature knows best. So I hope these little tricks have been easy for you. They're so simple. You can do it now. There's, you know, all these ingredients are very easy to get. And I wish you all the best of health and a very happy spring. And we'll catch up with you next week. And thanks so much for listening to The Medicine Man on Plains FM. Bye-bye.